On a Zoom with me is an incredible human being and someone that I love dearly, dearly, dearly. Dr. Dion Vaes. He is a cosmetic and reconstructive surgeon based in Johannesburg. He's known as the celebrity surgeon, but this isn't why we're talking to him today. We are talking to him about something to do with boobs, but not in the way that you think, because he has begun an initiative that is going to change lives across Gauteng. Dr. Dion Vaes, boy, thank you for your time. How are you doing? Firstly, since the last time we spoke, we've had a global pandemic. We've had all of the things happening, and you seem to have just carried on. So how have you really, really been?
Really, really been well. I can't complain. I'm really blessed. It's the new norm, isn't it? What we experiencing at the moment, I guess. And I've been well. I've really been well. Happy that it's spring. And life's coming on.
Life is running on. There is no other option, hey, but forward.
Yes, exactly. Better believe it.
Okay, so other than the surgery and the beautiful farm that we sometimes get to see on your Instagram and all of the things that you're doing, I know that you were busy with the YouTube channel and you were recording some stuff. You've also started this incredible cause. It's called Raise the Bra. What is this cause and how was it born? For what reason?
Okay, so, the big part of what I do involves breast surgery, so either a breast augmentation or a breast lift or a breast reduction, and, you know, it's been on more than one occasion where a patient has asked me and said to me, you know, they've got these big bras after a reduction, what do they do with them? And, you know, when it happened more than once, I thought to myself, yeah, well, maybe there can be a place for that, and maybe in a place for helping people who are a bit more disadvantaged, who might not have the luxury of being able to afford something which a lot of people consider just to be everyday and something that's common and regular. So I did some research and came across an institutional organization who called Zabra, Z-A-B-R-A, and they actually collect donations of bras and then distribute it to learners who are less privileged and who can't afford, like I say, something which we consider as basic. And being a male, we don't even think about that. And a lot of women even out there, you know, just consider it something which is just common and part of everyday life, where for a lot of people it's actually a luxury. And I decided to start this initiative called Raise the Bra, where we gather and receive in collections from my patients primarily, who might have had breast surgeries and don't know what to do with their old bras, and distribute them and give them to then Zabra, who further distributes them. And last year and in March, when it was Women's Day, we started the initiative, and it had such a good response that we're for this year, as part of Women's Month, and for the month of September, then extended for 2 months. We want to see if we can't better our goal and see how many bras we can collect. So Cure Day Clinics, the hospital group, they've come on board, and they're willing to help and serve as drop-off points here in Gauteng. And then at the practice for people just to bring and just donate bras that they, new bras, old bras, just, you know, it's after we found out how much it actually changed the lives of so many girls who for the first time were able to just live themselves out in a physical way, doing activities which they couldn't do before, was really, out of last year, was really heartwarming. And you know, there's such a need that you don't even think about or consider. So that's basically it. That's what we're doing. Here we are.
You know, you've touched on so many great points, because I, for one, am one of those people that have just always assumed that everyone that needs one has one, you know, because it's necessity for me. But I suppose, like, you know, it's when you're putting food on the table or buying a bra, as you're putting food on the table. But then also, I'm assuming that you're also collecting sports bras, because then the girls that would play hockey or netball wouldn't have access to those either. So is it any kind of bra, Dr. Dion?
Yeah, Danny, really, it's at this stage, it's any bra. If the feedback last year, and was just that, we were able to help so many different girls who had actually no bra, to have at least two, that they could alternate and wear like on a daily basis. So, sports bras, yes, of course, it makes sense because it's so much more supportive, especially if for activity. But it seems the need is just far beyond that. So any bra, we have been getting, bras which have very fancy labels on them and they really look, really are flashy bras to just, like you say, regular sports bras. And it's just been so welcoming, cause and a welcome gesture that we thought we have to do this. We have to do this every year now, at least. Just to keep it going because it's such a need.
Okay, so you did this through the month of August, and you're going to continue this into this month, the month of September. What was your how many did you collect last year? What do we need to better?
Okay, so at the practice, because initially it was just going to be something for the patients who, like I say, who have operated, who might have had some leftover bras, but then, the word just spread, and on Facebook, the one contacted the other one, and there was this great drive where we managed, our goal was 100 bras just for the month. I didn't know what to put it at, and we managed to get over 1,000 bras. So, for this year, and because it's 2 months, I decided to just double that to 2,000 bras. So that's what we're setting our goal at, is 2,000 bras.
Do you know where you are?
So Four Ways Life Hospital is where the practice is, and there's a drop-off point at the practice. Other than that, at the Cure Day Clinics, so in Gauteng, that will be at Kloof, Erasmus Kloof. Midstream, Pine Slopes, Four Ways area, and then also Vilkheuvel. Those are the four drop-off points if people want to. Otherwise, go on the website, drdion.co.za. There is a banner there for Raise the Bra. Please click on the details there. Contact us if you are, we've also had outliers from Brakpan and from Rustenburg, who didn't know where to drop them off. And we will make a point to go and collect. People just, want to get in contact with us at the practice, please give us a bell and we'll be in contact to make a plan to get it.
2,000 bras. Dr. Dean, I do think, though, perhaps, and this is just a suggestion, for October being Breast Cancer Awareness Month, maybe we should up that to 3,000 and drag it into October, do more good, and bring more of a focus on breast health awareness.
Yeah, such a good idea. It is, as you say, it is Breast Cancer Awareness Month. Not a bad idea. I am going to definitely give that some serious thought. And, why not? If we can, help.
Okay.
More.
So, Dr. Dion, we're bringing the bras. Obviously, they will be clean. But what if they're not in the best condition? What kind of condition are you looking for?
Look, I think wearable, still having some support, something that's not in tatters and broken, or even, Danny, I haven't even given that thought because the response has been so good that we've really gotten, if I say good quality, I mean, within reason with the used bras, which will serve that purpose. And, even if it had to be bras where we had to maybe do some basic mending, but, something that's wearable, something that'll still give some support. That's the main thing. Mm-hmm. I can only think that those are some of the prerequisites to suggest.
And obviously any size, because we're all different anyway. So there will be someone who will need that size, whatever that is.
You won't believe. So, and on this also, the more valuable bras, if I can put it that way, are the bigger sizes, because large bras, the bigger the bra, it's so unfair. It just seems that much more expensive it becomes. The prices, I, I raise my brows when I hear what a E or a F cup bra costs. So obviously there are a lot of people out there who have large breasts and can't afford a breast reduction, let alone, you know, bras, let alone a breast reduction. So please, bigger bras, there's a big need for that. But like I say, any bra is welcome.
Okay, last one. Where are we dropping off one more time?
You're dropping off at the practice at the Four Ways Life Hospital. It's B22. That's where the rooms are. But Cure Day Clinics, if you are in the Gauteng region, so there's one in Erasmuskloof, Kloof Day Clinic, Cure Day Clinic, Pine Slopes in Four Ways area, Vilgiervel, Midstream if you're in Midrand, or if you are from an outlier, please click on the website, drdion.co.za. There's a banner there for Raise the Bra. Get our details, give us a bell, and we will make a plan to get there.
And Dr. Dion, if someone's listening from, say, Cape Town or KZN, and they want to get involved, but they want to help you monetarily, is there a way that people can donate towards buying a bra for someone?
Yes, definitely. I think, to be honest, Danny, I haven't given that thought, but there will be. And my suggestion would be, by all means, please, we will make sure it comes into the hands of Zivra, the organization that we are supporting. And again, click on that banner on the website, I think, or contact us at the practice, and we will facilitate that somehow to make that happen so that we get the funds and get the support. It'll be great on any basis to help.
Awesome. Dr. Dion, you do so much good and you do so much. You know, I sometimes worry about your well-being because you're just always doing the things. And I'm always concerned that you're not filling your own cup, you know?
Thank you so much for that concern. But you know, doing that fills my cup. That's all I can say on that. So thanks for the concern, but it's all good.
It's all good. Okay, Dr. Dion, where can we follow you? Because I find your Instagram incredibly informative and very, very cool. And I learn a lot, and I'm starting a bucket list of things that I now wish to have. So where can we follow you?
Okay, so if you want to see, you know, things that I'm up to, what are we doing, I on a professional level and cosmetic procedures, I do a lot of body contouring. So if you want to follow me on Instagram, there's the Body Contouring Institute. You can search that handle and you'll see a lot of some of the things that I do there. But for, yeah, more informative on Facebook, it's DW Skin and Body. That is that's the name of the practice and the spa services we offer. It's just informative. Sign up there for a newsletter and you can see, you know, what's the next, what things to look out for, procedures that are trending. Just in general information on the huge field of plastic and reconstructive surgery.
Awesome. Dr. Dion Vayers, thank you so much. Please go and raise the bra if you are listening. Go and open that drawer. I know that you have one or two, at least one, but I know that you've got more that live in the back and you never wear them because you're saving them for a special occasion. This is that occasion. Head over to Four Ways Life Hospital or Dr. Dion Vayers' website, which I'll put in the article on jackrandafm.com, and raise the bra because you're definitely going to help someone live their lives a little bit better, a little bit easier, and with a little bit more freedom. Dr. Dion, thank you so much for your time.
Thank you. No, anytime. It's always great talking to you.